in to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello and welcome to episode number 200 of the Self-Help Podcast.
Ready!
With me, Edward Lamb, and my good pal, Sean Orford. How are you doing?
He's just shot me.
Gotcha.
Well, you promised me champagne today.
You promised me. You went out and got it. Should we tell them it's actually Prosecco?
Well, it's Italian.
I prefer Prosecco.
So do I.
A lot of people do as well.
It's softer.
Yeah, more refined. Yeah. No, not more refined, maybe. It's better. How you doing?
Well, I'm good. You have to pour it in the glass. You can't just pop the bottle. You have to drink.
Yeah, we're having a bit of a celebration today. We are talking about why human beings, those funny creatures, celebrate things.
Celebrations.
No other creature does it, do it? No other animal on Earth, I think, celebrate anything of any kind?
Don't elephants get together and do things?
They go back to, like, the water. The water hole.
Shall I get a stopper for that?
If you want to, yeah. I'm driving, so I'm just going to have a little half glass.
I think you should have a little half glass.
I should have investigated that before we came on, really, to see if any other animals do celebrate. I guess going to the watering hole is a kind of celebration of sorts. It's kind of life or death for them. But how are you doing, Sean? You okay?
I'm doing very well.
Did you think? Well, I don't know whether 200 is. Because, well, we create these funny little dates and symbolic times where we celebrate things like
that we'd make this a special one. So,
a nice
cheers.
Round number like 200. Cheers to you, Sean.
Cheers.
This time next year,
we'll be millionaires. Yeah.
No, it's been an honour doing this with you, Sean. Mm.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's good fun. And we're actually nearly at 4 years. I mean, 200 is a nice round number, and people like round numbers like that. But 208 will be 4 years
worth. We're going to get another bottle of champagne.
So we'll have to get some more. For next time round.
I could do that.
That's pretty good. We've had a few nice emails, haven't we? Wishing us a little...
Had a few people.
Congrats.
And saying, wow... Can't believe that you've been doing it this long.
I know. What's wrong with you?
Stop it.
You don't have to listen to it. But yeah, it's been really cool.
You do.
And we do enjoy people's emails, whether it be for what you would like us to discuss in upcoming episodes or just what's going on in your life. We've had some amazing emails down there months and years, haven't we?
The amount of people that say to me how much they enjoy, oh, it's Thursday. Okay, and they tune into the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, and it is really lovely to hear that from people, to just think that you and I, sitting here gabbing with each other and gabbing with other people, could actually be a benefit to other people.
Yeah, just doing our bit in a funny kind of way, innit? And, I'm amazingly actually thinking back, I think there's only been one or two occasions where I've actually, on a Thursday morning, forgotten or woken up and thought, shit! I haven't done the podcast, it's not online. Or I've had a text from Ree more likely.
Yes.
Ed, where's the podcast?
Yeah.
Only once or twice, I think, really. I think so that's pretty good going, really, isn't it?
Yeah, and I've de-blogged a couple of times and had to do a last-minute panic blog. And life gets crazy busy.
Yeah, but what have you been up to this week? Anything been going on?
We actually had some time off.
Oof.
So we've had a good time. We've been to some nice eateries.
I've been seeing some Instagram pics,
which has been good. Mm-hmm. I had 3 days out and worked 2 days, which is good. And it's always great when we get time together, which is great. But we, both of us like nice food. And by that, I don't mean great dollops of food. Just nice food.
It's
kind of small, bit kind of nouveau cuisine, but small stuff, but lovely stuff,
Cool.
Love it.
Very nice, I got a day off last week, but I've got a week coming off soon as well.
Yeah.
Easter holes and all that. But it was my mum's birthday, so happy birthday, Mum, for last week.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jill.
So a nice little day out for that. And then it was my brother-in-law, Tom. He's about to turn 30, but we celebrated it at the weekend. So clay pigeon shooting. Which is the second time we've done that in my short-ish life.
Can you hit anything?
Yeah, I got 13 out of 20 clay pigeons were destroyed.
Wow.
So it's pretty good going.
Very good.
My brother is a wicked shot. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So he trounced me, really, and he won, I must say, in our little group. So he's out.
Right.
But it's good fun, actually. It's cool. Did it somewhere in Congleton, out in Cheshire, Cheshire Way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no animals were hurt or destroyed. There actually, you could see little rabbits down on the grass because you kind of, we were shooting off this hill. So the clays would kind of fire away from you or towards, and you'd have to, and then they would spray. But you could see some rabbits just running around on the floor. They weren't too bothered by the shotgun pellets.
No, it's safe, I guess.
But yeah, they just must know that most people up there are a terrible shot.
It's that time of year, though, when you... You're out and seeing all the little lambs around and stuff like that. It's been quite amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, the rapeseed's out, isn't it? And starting to warm up a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess it's a time for celebration in some way. Well, we've got Easter on the go very shortly, haven't we?
Which is like the spring solstice, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole idea of, wow.
Yeah, I mean, these religious festivals like that and Christmas, there's no, it's not no coincidence that like Christmas is very close to the winter. Is it equinox? Is that what's called?
No, solstice. Yeah.
Kind of the shortest day of the year and all that.
Yeah.
So it's,
is it an equinox?
I'm not sure.
An equal night and day, yeah.
No, yeah, it's not equinox. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So any excuse, really, human beings can find for a party or a, something to kind of get together with their pals or their family.
Yeah.
We go for it. Why do you think that is, Sean?
Because I think that we are group troop animals.
Well, are we all? I'll get that discussion going early on. I mean, you must come across some people that are quite introverted and...
Yeah, but I don't... If you think about, say, something like a tiger that lives on its own or a panda and comes together to mate, but apart from that, they're solitary. Human beings, because they're group animals, if a group went off on its own or an individual went off its own, they would die out in one generation. It's like if... if a group of gay animals,
tigers,
whatever, went off together, whether they were males or females, to live out their existence, within a generation, it'd all be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the issue of people coming together in groups has all kinds of meaningful things. So the ones in our society are people coming together for birth, they come together for christenings or namings. And marriages, obviously, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Or indeed funerals.
Yes.
No?
Well, yeah, celebration of someone's life. Important thing to mark, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and that's important. It's important that we do that. We celebrate and acknowledge.
I need to acknowledge my wife in the role, because without her, I probably would just... I would just miss a lot of these things, like birthdays and things, because I would just be head down working or whatever. Families tend to have certain people, don't they, who are good at organising these things and reminding everyone that, or, buying the birthday cards or getting all the food in.
The social secretary.
Yeah. It's important to have that in a family, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and in many ways, things like Google and Apple are taking over that role. Because once you enter it once, it comes back at you every year and just goes, bing!
Yep.
Do you remember? It is this coming up.
Mm.
Which is good. Yeah,
it's certainly handy.
But I suppose you could say, but do you need to be reminded to celebrate things, or should we be doing it spontaneously?
Just when we feel like it. Or should we be doing it every morning when we wake up, eh?
Yeah, yeah. But that idea about when you wake up in the morning, is it like a gratitude because it's another day of being alive?
Indeed. Yeah, that's a big part of our philosophy. There's, I mean, if you can Google national holiday... Today, I mean, actually, the day after this podcast going out on a Friday, it's the...
National Health Day.
World Health Day, yeah.
World Health Day.
And it was another one, actually. Didn't you find it was another
day? It's a walk to work day.
National walk, or international walk to work day.
Yeah. I don't know if you have to walk to another country to make it international.
yeah.
But that idea that they run together, don't they? Health and walking to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's walk to work day. On the same day, which is Friday the 7th.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
When you look at all these days that have... I'm not sure where they come from. There's the 10th is World Homeopathic Awareness Day, but it's also National Siblings Day. I didn't even know such a thing existed.
Oh, man. Well, there'll be probably three or four of these for every day of the year, won't they? They'll kind of a lot of them set up by charities, aren't they? And kind of, yeah, in a bit, yeah. bit of PR and all that. But to raise awareness of important issues as well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I say, any excuse for a party, eh?
Yeah, and why not? Mm. Why not? And one of the things I think about that is that people usually party when they're feeling good. Let's have a party because we're feeling good. Maybe we should be doing it the other way around and having a party when we feel miserable. Let's get together and lift the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way around rather than only sort of relating to the positive all the time.
Mm. Yeah, it can also be a way to learn about other cultures and other people, can't it? Because Chinese New Year is a big one, certainly in the kind of Merseyside region, I'm sure, right across the country. Because
we have big Chinatowns.
Right? Yeah, a lot of the Chinatown Liverpool is fantastic, and Chinese New Year isn't especially important for a chap like me or my family, but going over there and seeing all the different type of the cultural stuff going on and the little stalls and the food. And
the Chinese meal.
Indeed, yeah. It's just amazing, isn't it? So,
but I know lots of people, both in this country and in other countries I've visited, that are not Christian, but they celebrate Christmas. Mm-hmm. And why not?
Yep.
You know, I always like Diwali, which is the Hindu celebration of light,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is nice. But throughout the year, there are excuses to get together. And maybe the only excuse is it's Friday.
Well, a lot of people use that as an excuse for a party. I know I used to in my younger days.
Yeah.
Now I do. I love my Fridays probably now more than ever, but for different reasons. It's just kind of, my night when I'm like, I don't tend to do any work or I don't check my emails, and Saturday night as well. But Friday night just feels like the world has just kind of disconnected from electronic communication for a little bit. Yeah. And just put my feet up.
So how do you work out in your regular day when you stop being a working person and then you become a dad? Or do they cross over?
No, it's quite definitive. I'll be in the office Monday to Thursday, and then 4 o'clock I'll kind of usually down tools around then, hop on my bike, either pick Will up from school or childminder or take over from a grandparent. And then, so 4, I'm home by 4:30, 4:45.
Yeah.
And then till 7:30, it's just a few hours of Will and Jacob time and getting them to bed and bath and all that and reading stories.
But do you work again afterwards?
Yeah. So yeah. Not on a Friday, but yeah, back to it. I like working in the evenings because I tend to get into the office by 9:30 and I'm working by 10, so 10 till 4. Then all the kiddie time, and then 8 till 10, 11.
Yeah.
Get a few hours done.
Yeah.
It's quite quiet then as well, so I can actually get a lot done then.
I use the studio more and more, and to be up there is amazing as a space to work in. It's really good.
Mm.
And we were actually going to be recording up there, but we only done it a couple of times.
We have, I know. Yeah, we need to start getting in the air. We're going to get some different... I think we should get some different microphone setups and stuff and just...
I've got them developing up there.
Up our game a little bit in that respect and...
Maybe some video as well.
Yes, indeed.
You'd have makeup then, though.
We could live stream the podcast, couldn't we?
Wow.
On a certain, whatever night we tend to record, which is usually Monday night.
Could live stream and people could actually call in, could they?
Actually, they couldn't. They could call in, but Facebook comments, stream it on Facebook and have the comments coming in.
Wow.
Yeah. This is like a little business meeting, but yeah.
That'd be good.
Let us know what you think if you like that, guys. Yeah. Maybe once a month we could do that where we have listener questions. That would be quite cool, actually. Ray, put that on the list. Minute that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I guess one of our things is where do we go? Mm-hmm. We've been developing this.
Yep.
I'd like us to maybe have some more people come on.
Yep.
Sharing their positive stories. And maybe bringing people back as well that have come on in the past. And
Seeing
where they've got to.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. No, we could do doing some more guest interviews, I think.
Mm.
If you're out there. We do get the old request, don't we?
Yeah.
Unsolicited, which is always a bit wary of. But is anyone out there who would like to come on the show?
Yeah.
Drop us an email.
Yep.
So what's your next celebration coming up, Sean?
Oh, birthdays, what are we on
or family occasions, or
well, The next one for me, the most poignant one, we've got Josh's and Robert's birthdays.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's our anniversary in August.
So okay.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think we might actually be away in Italy while that's on this year.
Ah, you're off to Italy again, are you?
Yeah, we're driving to Italy.
Beautiful. So what about the folks that you see that are really terrible in situations of celebration, like in a big group of people where they know they want to or need to get involved, but they just haven't got, well, for whatever reason they can't. How do you kind of coax them into that world?
Sometimes you've got self-confidence issues, which is the issue of, for me, these things that we have, that we say are just the way we are, are the habits. So it's like, where did the habit come from of lacking confidence?
Mm.
What was that about?
So you try and trace it back to a point or a...
Sometimes you need to trace it back. But sometimes going backwards, you just get bogged down in things. Sometimes it's easy to say, no, draw a line, stop. From here onwards, I am going to...
Yep.
You know, isn't always appropriate to dig up the past. You just create more problems sometimes.
Mm.
But that idea of... one of the things that... when people start to withdraw, it's usually the onset of depression.
Yep.
So, and that of getting people back out into the world once they've sort of retracted back into the house, and then trying to get them to come back out. And...
can be tricky, eh?
Yeah, but it can be good too. It can, in terms of people actually being able to get on with their worlds and
mm-hmm.
and enjoy it, you know. But I see so many people always say to me, how on earth do you do your job? Because you deal with so many miserable people all the time. And I don't see that. I see people solving problems and going out the door with a smile on their face going, oh, thanks for that, it was great.
Yep.
Yeah, and usually it's got the tag of, and I hope I never see you again on it, you know. But that's what I see. I see people solving their problems, not people with problems.
Okay.
You know?
Cool.
I started a mindfulness group tonight.
Here?
No, in the hospital.
Cool.
So doctors and nurses and admin staff on this one. So there were 28, I think, on this one tonight. And that is amazing. It's amazing to watch the transformation that people will go through over an eight-week period and how their experience of themselves and the world changes.
Yeah,
getting them to the point that idea of no thoughts become things, and then getting them to create what they want, what they need.
Mm.
You know, but very often at the outset, people don't know what that is.
Yep.
Yeah, but like when we were doing the 10 steps with the mindfulness work, it's the same thing. You know, that people start to observe themselves and then start to listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
And then want to change it.
And I guess when you've got someone that, or a lot of people live like this. Some, you know, I can go through periods where I do, where you just kind of, yeah, going through the motions for day after day after day after week. Well, I guess you want to get to the point as a human being where you're celebrating every morning, really.
Yeah.
Seeing every day as a...
yeah.
As a gift and all that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's like, today we're alive. We could be dead tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We weren't dead yesterday. Let's live today. Yeah, if we live in the past, we're depressed. If we live in the future, we get anxious. Live in the moment. Enjoy the moment.
Liveinthepresent.co.uk.
It's the best website I've ever come across.
Isn't it just?
It's amazing. Yeah. It's good. Actually, being in this minute, you know, when you can, it's interesting. I like people watching.
Mm.
And you can watch people when it's quiet, where's their head gone? And you can see some people, their face will drop into a miserable place, or they will suddenly go into a smile. Yeah, and you can see where they're going in terms of memories or projections.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see it in parents of, like, well, my age. You've got youngish kids all the time, you know, because we put on our happy smiley face for the kids, you know, when we see our kids and we say goodbye. We're like, yeah, and then it's quite often funny or interesting to watch, and I do it myself, how quickly the smile disappears when the child turns its back, like to go off to the swing or the slide, and it's like, yay, have fun, and then they turn around and instantly you're just back, like, oh god. Partly through probably exhaustion, but who knows what else, you know, who knows what else is going on in people's lives.
It's funny how much sleep particularly is the precursor of happiness. I see so many people who are just on their knees because they're not sleeping properly. Mm. And if you get the sleep pattern right, it's like the building block for the rest.
Yep.
You know, and really, having a good night's sleep should be a big celebration.
Mm.
Because then you feel really good the next day and you can do stuff.
Yeah.
Mm. When did you last have a good night's sleep?
We're doing all right at the moment, actually. Yeah. Last night, I would say. Yeah, because William stayed out at grandparents for a little treat. And so we just had Jacob and he slept pretty much all the way through. So it's cool. Got seven hours solid.
Wow.
Pretty good going. But you don't get that much, do you? But you don't.
Well, I tend to wake up early, which is my habitual thing. So by 5 o'clock, I'm always awake. The deal is, what do I do next? So the other day, I was awake at 3, between about 3 and 5, I was awake over the weekend. So I just meditated.
Mm.
In the end, I just sit and meditate. And then when I'm ready to go back to sleep.
Cool. Was Ree snoring next door, or...?
Just gently. So.
All right, cool. Have you got a resource or anything else you want to talk about in terms of celebration?
I think that the resource that I have to have, which is the celebration of what we do, is our website, which is Live in the Present.
Yep.
.co.uk.
I forgot to mention it at the start, actually, this week.
Well,
so yeah.
I've mentioned it.
I'm glad that you did that.
And that will grow. And somehow or another, we're going to get this app working.
Yep.
And that will grow exponentially then. We'll be able to do a lot of good work.
It will, yeah. You'll see. You'll be hearing us on Radio 2 and all sorts.
So why not Radio 1?
Well, yeah, I think I'm too old for that even now. Have you listened to Radio 1 lately?
No.
Oh, it's horrendous.
These kids, don't know what music is.
It's just noise. Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to the Property Podcast. Reason being, without that show, which I helped Rob Bence, who's one of the two guys on that, without that show, this show wouldn't exist.
No.
Because I kind of saw the success they had early on with it, and I thought, oh, we should give that a go.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, so if they're a bit ahead, I think they're on 210, 220, something like that.
But we're chasing them, though.
Yeah, we're catching them. No, but yeah, percentage-wise. So yeah, cheers, Rob, for the great suggestion.
Yeah, yeah, great.
And yeah.
It's good.
And thank you, Sean. Yeah, one last little chink of glasses.
Yeah, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Here to the next 200 episodes,
yeah. Yeah, we'll all be a bit older then.
Hello. Yeah, right. So, livingthepresent.co.uk is our website for all the show notes and links and all previous episodes. Blimey. I forgot to mention at the start, but thank you to our sponsors. No, sponsors is not the right word, but we're supported by clearmindcushion.com. And if you head over there and use the code SELFHELP, all one word, you'll get a 10% discount off Chris's wonderful meditation cushion, which is I'm still teetering and just about hanging in there with the meditation.
You are a case.
I am, I know.
But I need to ring you every morning at the crack of dawn.
So I know. Oh, I get the
meditation.
I get the reminder from
Headspace.
Yeah, what I need is a Sean reminder, or you banging, knocking on my door.
Get out of bed.
So yeah, but no, check out that website as well, from our website or our email, and yeah, use the discount code as well. Right, Sean, I'll see you episode 201.
Yeah,
take it easy
next week.
Looking forward to it.
See ya.
Thanks, everyone. See ya.
Bye.